is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 22nd of December, 2015. The birthday of Giacomo Puccini, born in Lucca in Tuscany, Italy, 1858, who gave us great heroines of the opera, the seamstress Mimi of La Boheme, and the singer Floria of Tosca, the Japanese teenager Butterfly in Madame Butterfly, and the Chinese princess in Turandot. It's winter solstice in the Northern Hemisphere, the beginning of winter, shortest day, longest night of the year, the Earth tilting away from the sun now directly over the Tropic of Capricorn running through Australia. Christina Rossetti wrote, "In the bleak midwinter, frosty winds made moan. Earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone. Snow had fallen, snow on snow, snow on snow, in the bleak midwinter, long ago." It's the 59th birthday of Colo, the first gorilla born in captivity. She was born at the Columbus Zoo in Ohio. And at age 59, she is the oldest gorilla in captivity and perhaps even the oldest in the world. The primatologist Diane Fossey said, "The more you learn about the dignity of the gorilla, the more you want to avoid people." And it's the birthday of the poet Kenneth Rexroth, born South Bend, Indiana, 1922. He was an orphan at the age of 14, went to live in Chicago with his aunt, decided to hitchhike around the country, worked at odd jobs, traipsed through Europe, met Eliot and Pound there, learned several languages too, and was in San Francisco by 1927. He translated poetry from the Chinese and Japanese, started a poetry show on KPFA in San Francisco, was married four times, once to two women simultaneously. Here's a poem for today by Kenneth Rexroth entitled Snow. "Low clouds hang on the mountain, the forest is filled with fog. A short distance away, the giant trees recede and grow dim, 200 paces and they're invisible. All day the fog curdles and drifts. The cries of the birds are loud. They sound frightened and cold. Hour by hour it grows colder. Just before sunset, the clouds drop down the mountainside. Long shreds and tatters of fog flow swiftly away between the trees. Now the valley below is filled with clouds, like clotted cream, and over them the sun sets yellow and the sky full of purple feathers. After dark, a wind rises and breaks branches from the trees and howls in the treetops, and then suddenly is still. Late at night, I wake and look out of the tent. The clouds are rushing across the sky, and through them is tumbling the thin, waning moon. Later, all is quiet, except for a faint whispering. I look out. Great flakes of wet snow are falling. Snowflakes are falling into the dark flames of the dying fire. In the morning, the pine boughs are sagging with snow, and the dogwood blossoms are frozen, and the tender young purple and citron oak leaves." A poem entitled Snow by Kenneth Rexroth, from the Complete Poems, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem-solving through online games, Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.